ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba.
All right, we are trying to plan for an amazing broadcast at the McHenry County Fair.
Yeah.
And it's getting crazy.
I'm not worried. It'll be fun. Anytime you have monkeys riding dogs.
That's all you're interested in.
That's the only thing. That's the only reason I'm going.
Jasmine is trying so hard to book all these people, and I don't know what to do. And all you want is the, who rides on who?
Well, the way it's scheduled is the monkeys will be riding the dogs, but sometimes it gets crazy and the dogs go, you know what? I'm going to ride you, monkey. And then you got a dog and a monkey riding each. It's just, it's the way it should be.
Have you been much of a county fair person?
Not really.
See,
I was at a Florida State Fair years ago.
Florida's different.
Florida is different.
I can't imagine.
Can I tell you what the highlight was?
Yeah.
It was the chicken that would beat everybody at tic-tac-toe.
And there's a trick behind it, and you ruin everybody's vision of a genius chicken.
You can't see it, but they put, like, all right, so the chicken is in a glass cylinder, and they have a tic-tac-toe board that they share with you, and you press buttons on a console to where you want your X's and O's, but the chicken uses its beak to decide where it wants it. And what you can't see is they put feed by, it's a computer that runs it, so they throw a little chicken feed on one of the squares, and that's the one the chicken pecks at to indicate where he or she wants his X or O, and then the end result is you always lose to the chicken at tic-tac-toe. But then when I'm like, well, let's play ping pong and see how good you are, the chicken's like, oh, I'm busy, I can't play ping pong. It's not fair.
Only you would challenge a chicken to ping pong.
I think it'd be a fun match.
I got to be excited. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little excited about attending a county fair. The only thing we had when I grew up in Brookfield, they had like these Jubilee days or something.
What happens there?
It was kind of like a fair. Somebody posted something on Facebook about this, and it was like, I just remember there were women wearing like bonnets and aprons, and it was, I don't know if it was the 100th anniversary of Brookfield. I was pretty little, but they had like pony rides and things like that. That's probably the closest thing to a county fair that I've come to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And I asked you, and we're just guessing at this point, will there be rides? There should be rides there.
Yeah, do we know that, Jasmine?
I think we know?
If there's a Ferris wheel or the
Scrambler would be nice. An octopus.
The Tilt-A-Whirl. That's the one I always get sick on.
Tilt-A-Whirl would be... oh, you do?
The spinning around like that.
They all do that, though. That's the ride. They all spin around.
That's why I don't go on rides anymore.
What you need is a ride called the bench. Where you just sit on a bench for a while. Slow it down, please.
How many tickets does it take? But I'll go.
7? That's fair.
Well, I'm just kind of excited, and Jasmine and I are talking about how many people we want and what to do. And
all I care about is the monkey and the dog.
That is. That's you
all
come back to that every time.
I just want to see a monkey riding a dog.
We would like to invite all the listeners who listen to the bonus hour. We don't know where you live. Although we could find out.
Or do we?
And we would like you to come join us because we're going to be doing the bonus hour from the McHenry County Fair on Friday. The regular show from 10 to noon and then us from noon to 1, our bonus hour.
Right.
And then I should get back home by Sunday.
Yeah, sometime Sunday you'll be back. Just in time to get up and come to work on Monday. It'll be fine. Are you not going to stay after the show and have cotton candy? Deep fried cotton candy?
Do they make deep fried cotton candy, or would it just evaporate in there?
Ah, that's a good scientific question.
If you can deep fry ice cream, you could deep fry cotton candy.
Right.
You should put that down and give them an idea. The Bill Leff.
I don't know why that wouldn't work. I think it could work.
It would be like
crispy
fried air.
Yeah, it would be fried air. It
would
be delicious.
Really, fry anything and it's good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So fried air, I'd breathe that.
All right, I have a fashion question to ask you. Normally, you're decked out in the color pattern that is black and black. But today, you've gone...
It's the last day I'll
fire
do
fire engine red.
Yeah, it's like a lumberjack shirt. I actually should have worn this Friday for the county fair.
You would have been the belle of the ball.
I bought prior to our vacation. It always turns out that the night before, I'm either at Walmart or Target or somewhere getting shampoo and fixins like that.
Sure.
Like sunscreen.
The very small vials,
no,
so you can bring
the
them
small
on a plane.
Anymore.
They don't confiscate them?
I pack them. I check my luggage.
Oh, you do.
Southwest, for two free bags a person.
Yeah, that's the way to play it then.
Totally.
I always fly Braniff. It's hard to book those.
So I always find myself the night before doing usually the Walmart run, because if you want to get your shampoos and your shaving cream, it's way cheaper there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry it is. So
no, it
I saw this is my Walmart shirt.
Very lumberjacky.
$10.86. We can take a picture of it later.
You know who would wear that shirt? On
Paul Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan. Or, you know, the TV show Blank Creek that we can't say?
Oh, yeah.
Stevie, who works at the counter, would wear that shirt.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, she would wear that shirt.
All right,
very proudly.
I'll take that.
Or Paul Bunyan.
I saw, I just was buying essentials, and I like the Walmart tank tops, got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. They're $3 each, and I wear them all the time.
Can't go wrong.
So I put like 10 of those in my cart.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to try on this little sleeveless lumberjack ditty,
yeah.
And I'm going to wear this to Disneyland because it's short-sleeved. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be comfortable. It's a very breathable polyester.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, this is it. So I packed the shampoo and I packed everything, and I get there and I'm unpacking at our Airbnb. No Walmart shirt.
What happened?
I forgot to pack it.
Oh, after all that.
I know. And I spent the first least full day saying, I can't believe I forgot my $10.86 Walmart shirt.
You could have stopped at a Walmart there
and
gotten a similar one.
I asked. Jim didn't know where there was one.
Oh.
There was a Target, but this is a Walmart.
No, you have to get it at the Walmart.
So I felt the need to wear it, so I wore it today. And
you getting a lot of comments from coworkers?
Yeah, because I am usually in a very dark color, and I'm never going to wear anything bright again.
Don't say that. It's just a shock to the system of those who know you to see you wearing anything of color. It's a very basic black scheme, so some of your coworkers are frightened.
Jasmine, were you frightened? Because I know it took you a while to finally say something.
I don't think frightened was the word. I'm
surprised.
Were you hesitant to talk? Because
hesitant.
Yeah.
Is the word.
Because Bertrand was in there when I came in. You were there, and then Jazz, you let it go for a little bit, and then you're like, "You're wearing color."
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else was going to say it,
but everybody was thinking it.
We were all afraid to say it.
Yeah, I won't do it again.
What? No,
and now
you
I'm self-conscious, so my jean jacket's back
no,
on over
No, you shouldn't.
It.
You should.
No, I just,
once
I'm not.
Once in a while, just something, a yellow and orange, a blue, a green, you wouldn't do it.
No.
It has to be black.
I just like muted colors.
Yeah.
And
well, black
now,
is a very muted color. Black is your muted of, that's the most muted of all
that's
colors.
That's what I mean. That's what I like to wear.
Yeah.
I typically.
So in your closet, what percentage of it is not black?
2%,
4%. Is that right? That much black?
Well, I have dark gray. I have some colors.
Hmm. I haven't seen that. That's the first time I've seen since I've known you.
That is not
true. First time I've seen you wear anything with color in it.
When we worked at Q101, my agent at the time said you should dress nicer.
Yeah.
So I was wearing. I had a lot of pantsuits. I felt like Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And different brighter colors. I look back at pictures of that going, why didn't you say something to me? You've worn the same thing as long as I've known you, pretty much. Not the same
the same
item.
Type of clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
You've never deviated from your true self. I try to find myself every once in a while.
Mm-mm.
I did that today. I'm not doing it again. I don't need to find myself.
I would like to market. I'm talking to the people over at Crayola. It's a Wendy Snyder coloring book, and the only crayon you get is black. That's it. That's all you get.
I like silver, too, so could we do a silver also so you can outline some of the black things with the silver?
It's going to cut into our profits. I mean, I'll throw a silver in, but I don't know. I think the black is the way. And actually, you could do a box. You know, like they do the 72 box.
But they're all black.
It's all different slate. It's very subtle shades of black.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Very subtle.
Charcoal gray.
Midnight.
I don't do light gray.
No, I don't see you doing that.
When we were talking to noted pet expert Steve Dale, he was saying how...
he was dressed like a little tangerine today. I was pretending.
He's my tangerine dream.
He looks like a little tangerine, that Steve Dale. He's wearing all orange.
I this is the first time I've had an all-black dog, and Kona really seems to have some aversion to the sun because he soaks it all in. And
yeah.
Steve Dale said, you know, what person would wear all black? I have to tell you... Jimmy Mack wore a black t-shirt and shorts every day in California, including at Disney.
And that didn't get to him?
No, but it was one of those, I think, those workout shirts that are breathable whatever.
Yeah.
But the boys...
They're satiny.
Yeah,
aren't they a little satiny?
Not satin. They're...
There's like a...
Polyester.
Yeah.
They're like a wicking type thing.
Yeah.
John Wicking.
The movie John Wick. Yeah.
And Michael was smart enough to wear a white t-shirt. Dylan wore button-down polyester cotton blend Hawaiian shirts, which was very cool. And I think of it now, and I did wear black, but they were sleeveless stuff. Black is slimming.
Yeah. You didn't get any Disney souvenir clothing. I can't see you.
No, in fact...
Although the hats, the Mickey and Minnie hats are black, so that would have matched your ensemble.
But I don't want anything with Mickey on it.
Wendy.
I know, and I feel bad because the girl who played Minnie Mouse died. Did you see that?
And boy.
Oh, Mickey.
Oh.
You know what's weird? Sad. And I'll get her name.
Roosie Taylor.
Okay, well, Roosie Taylor married not that long ago the guy who does Mickey's voice.
Right, we got married. We fell in love.
At a session?
Yeah. We were kibitzing, and we fell in love.
Kibitzing?
Yeah. That's what.
You know.
Mouse love. Mouse on mouse love. Pay-per-view.
But I thought she was effing goofy.
Oh, that's a rumor.
Have you heard that joke a bunch of times?
It makes me laugh.
Yes, Roosie Taylor.
Come with a shiva. We're having a shiva Tuesday.
Tomorrow Mickey, night. Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Moskowitz.
Mickey Moskowitz?
That's right. Yeah.
Mickey, something about talking to you makes me really now want to get my Mickey Mouse ears.
Thank you. It's been a rough week.
Yeah. Roosie Taylor dead at 75.
Too soon.
75 is not old enough.
No. Nope.
How old are you, Mickey?
Mouse ears, too.
Mouse ears.
Hard to say. You could Google it.
I'll Google it, but I'm a little more impressed with Roosie Taylor's work because she was a bunch of characters on The Simpsons.
Yeah, a bunch.
She was Martin.
Yep.
She was, who's the German guy?
Klaus.
Yes.
Yep.
Martin
and Klaus.
Roosie's voice talents went well beyond Disney. She did Pebbles on the Flintstones.
Yep.
The Mackleberry Twins. Is that Sherry and Terry on The Simpsons?
I think so, yeah.
Martin Prince.
Yeah.
She did some characters on The Jetsons, Scooby-Doo, The Muppets, and other Disney favorites.
Yep.
She was once married to longtime Mickey Mouse voice actor Wayne Allwine, who died of diabetes in 2009.
Yep.
That's a sad story.
Very sad.
They didn't have any children together.
No. Our work was our child.
All right. Well, she did more work than you did.
Yeah.
You just
I like it that way. I could just play with Goofy and Pluto, and she didn't go to work.
You sound so
What's wrong
sweet.
With that? Yeah.
She was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, she was in that.
Goofy and the Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse Works? What's that?
It's a secret project. No one's supposed to know about it.
And Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah, she was in that for a while.
80 mini credits.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
That's a lot.
How many credits do you have?
None.
All right.
That's all you got?
I rest my case.
All right. All right.
Very
good. Mickey, you're quite the linguist, for God's sakes.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's been a hard week for me, Wendy. I lost the love of my life. So laugh it up, bub. I'm glad you're having a good chuckle.
I'm not really. All I right. feel sorry for you.
Well, I do too.
According to this, you're dead too.
Well, there's always bad news, isn't there?
I don't really know how to deal with this. But thanks for the fun. I had a really good time at your playland.
I'm glad you had a good time, finally.
I did.
Yeah.
It was Disneyland is more manageable.
Yeah, that's what we say.
And that was the original, correct?
Right. That one came first. And then we opened. Then we opened Long John Silver's. And then Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Disney World is such a fortress. It's really difficult to get to different places, and there's trees surrounding it.
Yep.
It's like on its own private island.
Yeah, it's like a private island.
Private island?
Yeah. Wow.
You can stop whenever you want. I can't. This is the longest interview I've had with Mickey.
Yeah, it's like 60 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wish he'd go.
Yeah. It's really, I feel like I'm on 60 minutes or something.
You do sound effects too?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very talented.
I'm Mike Wallace. I'm Ed Bradley. I'm Mickey Mouse.
You all
sound
the
60
same.
Minutes. Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Bye, Mickey.
Bye, Wendy. God. See you at the Shiva.
Yeah, that's right. Something Ryan Burrow has just walked in.
Hi, Ryan.
I didn't realize.
Wow, I just saw. Did you guys see Mickey?
Yes, he's very sad.
Did you know his real name was Mickey Mouskowitz? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yep, he shortened it for show business.
He makes me cry.
That's his goal, to make kids laugh and you cry. That's crazy. All right. Well, Ryan will give us the news just a little bit.
Why did Mickey stay around so long? Usually he says one word and he's out of here.
I don't know.
Today I had nothing for him.
I think
him.
Because he lost his best friend, he had extra time.
Well, he had a meeting with Todd, too.
Oh, was he going to sit down with Todd? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
He's taking over the Wintrust business lunch.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the Steve Cochran morning show.
Oh,
selection.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
He was in the running. It didn't
crazy.
Work out. They're going to break it to him
oh,
hard.
Oh, no.
Do you watch The Simpsons?
I did.
Who's the
period?
German kid? Is it Uder?
Yes.
Uder.
Yeah,
right.
That's who Minnie Mouse also did the voice.
Oh, I didn't
of.
Know that.
And Sherry and Terry, the twin girls.
Yeah. We talked about that. And Martin.
Martin
who's the
Prince.
Other one? Oh, Martin.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That's a lot.
And there was a new episode of The Simpsons last night, and there was a little tribute to her.
That's nice of them. That's very nice.
Because Michael, my son, was watching it and informed me that she had passed away, and I had read it earlier.
Yeah.
So Uder Zorker.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He is pretty funny. But those, they do all sound the same now that I think about it. Martin and Uder and Sherry and Terry.
A little bit.
And Minnie.
Yeah. You know, they got in so much trouble for the character Apu, and they said, we don't know, maybe we're going to stop doing it because it's a stereotype. But there's other characters on the show. I mean, you could say that about Uder, too. He's kind of a stereotype.
Bumblebee Man.
There's a bunch of them.
A Chief Clowns. Wiggum, come
right.
on.
I know.
All of them
right.
are like that.
I know.
Barney.
But in other, yeah.
Poor Barney.
Although they made him stop drinking. Remember they said
they cleaned him up and he sang opera, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Never lost the weight, though.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. Ryan's got the news for
so
you.
So sad.
And then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Thank you, Ryan.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
More than you'll ever know.
Okay.
All right. Wendy, I brought this up during the crosstalk early this morning as Steve Cochran's show was leaving and our show was coming in. There's a woman who says she wants Disney World to ban people without children. She says if you're going to go to Disneyland or Disney World, you better have children because you're using up space. You have no business there.
Oh, too bad Mickey Mouse was just here earlier. We could have talked to him about that.
He is
gone.
I hope. I'm looking in the green room. He is gone.
What was it? Did she specifically say without kids or within a certain age without kids?
Here's what she says, Ryan.
Okay.
One parent's vented frustration spurred a heated debate. Should guests without children be allowed into Disney World? It all started when a Twitter user shared a screen grab of an old Facebook post made by an upset mother lashing out at childless adults who were visiting Walt Disney World's theme park. Disney World is a family amusement park. Families in all caps. She
sometimes
wrote,
a family doesn't include children.
So true.
Sometimes your family
so
is
true.
A husband and wife or a husband and husband.
Right.
Or a wife and a wife.
Right.
I think, and I don't want to get too far into your story, but I have a feeling she was pointing at the bros, right? It's a bunch of 20-somethings getting there, getting all drunk at Epcot and then trying to jump on rides.
Well, I'll get to the specifics of it, but here, it's coming up. Disney World is for children, she said. People without children need to be banned, children and banned, all caps. In the angry rant, the mother claims that adults who visit without children cause longer lines and make the experience more difficult for adults with children.
All right, she should just bite it.
Right. You should work for Disney and just send her that response. As an ambassador for Disney, ma'am, I might suggest that you bite it.
You know, some people don't have children and will never have children, right. And they shouldn't be banned from going to Disney.
Right, exactly that. But also, it's very, very possible for adults. I've done it. I've gone with, just before we had kids, my wife and I went a couple of times. We had a very nice time.
I think Jen DeSalva went there for her honeymoon.
Wedding, right?
Yeah, she was married there.
Yeah.
Jim has gone with some friends.
Yeah.
I mean, why should he not?
Right. Don Klepp and I are planning a trip in September. We're going to go for a weekend.
And if you lived in Orange County and you were in high school, you wouldn't go to Disney with your friends on the weekend?
Absolutely. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Bite it.
Solid advice. The rant was
I'll rant back at her.
You can, out-rant her rant. The rant was a conclusion of her own experience with her three-year-old son, who allegedly acted out after she told him that they couldn't wait in line for a long line for a pretzel. But what really fueled the debate even more was an argument in a New York Post op-ed that claimed that to go to Disney theme parks without children was, quote, weird. Millennials, I wondered how deep into the story they would blame millennials, because that's the thing to do.
We got there.
If anything's wrong, you go, well, it's these millennials. That's what it is. Yep. Millennials are indeed an unhealthy relationship with Disney, having granted control of so much of their leisure time and personality to a single enormous corporate entity that is meant for children, said John Olakensky, an op-ed writer. Another oft-ignored problem with letting a kid's brand control your adult life is the stupidity and cultural ignorance that it leads to, he added. Many social media users weighed in with an overwhelming sentiment that the Disney theme parks were made not just for children, but rather created as a park for people of all ages to enjoy, because the original stories of how the park was created was written for adults as well. The whole goal was to make things that everyone could enjoy. That was Walt's goal.
Pinocchio was one of my favorite books as a kid. I loved the Pinocchio story and Geppetto, and we went on the Pinocchio ride, and I'm telling you, we weren't the oldest ones on it.
I'm sure not.
I mean, that is discriminatory, and I would love to talk to this woman on the air.
All right.
I'm
sure.
It's a world of
laughter.
It isn't really.
I saw so many families fighting. This was our first non-family, no fighting. We did no fighting at Disney this time. I just was a little tired after about my dozenth ride.
Yeah.
And had to go clear across the park to get on the submarine ride. Mm-hmm. And I got a little claustrophobic because it was pretty hot. But other than that.
That's Disney's new Das Boot exhibit that they have.
That was the last ride of the night, and I had made it 11 hours at Disneyland, which is pretty good for
me. That's very good.
And I was just
A ride an hour.
It was probably, that's probably
right
accurate.
In there, about a ride an hour, yeah.
Yeah, and
fast pass that.
Yep.
We'd spent most of that time waiting for the Millennium Falcon, but that was really cool. And again, that was only a 55-minute wait, and honestly,
it's not horrible.
No, because there's been times we've waited for Splash Mountain in the past, and it's been 80 or 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and then we got to go to the cantina and actually have alcohol, which was pretty good, but a maximum of two drinks, that's all you could have.
Yeah.
And I loved it and had a great time with my family. We did not fight on this trip at all, but I saw a lot of, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard, and especially with little kids sometimes, it is overwhelming for adults. I can't imagine the overload and stimulation for a little kid, plus they're tired and probably missing their nap.
Right. When Reese and Kylie were very little, there was a part of Disney World that's no longer there called Mickey's Toontown, and it's geared just to little kids. Mm-hmm.
And
know?
That's where
the big fight was.
Yeah, at Disneyland. Yes. They still have it there, but not at World?
No.
Oh.
No. So
too many fights.
Yeah, there were too many fights. State of Florida made them close it down. And when the state of Florida says there's too many fights, you know something's going on.
Whoa.
So the first year we took them that they were little, they loved Mickey's Toontown, but it's all little kid. Like, it's the airplanes that fly around in a circle.
Sure.
It's all real little kids' rides. So from then on, whenever we went, when they were kids, we would have to distract them as we were going by Mickey's Toontown. Like, we would block the entrance so they couldn't see it, you know? So we wouldn't... I mean...
That's mean.
It's fine once for little kids, but there's nothing for adults there. Except the architecture is fascinating because it's all built in cartoon style.
You're the only parent I've heard who hid a fun thing that their daughters loved from them just because they didn't want to do it.
Daddy, when's Christmas? Oh, that got canceled. Didn't you hear about that? It was in all the papers. No more Christmas.
Just the opposite for me. Yesterday, I was at the water park Yorkville?
Mm-hmm.
Raging Waves with my kids. They didn't want to do a lot of the rides.
Why?
They were too scared.
Really?
Come on. Scared, really?
Yeah. My son was getting real nervous. I'm like, it's fine. We're going to be on the same raft. It doesn't do anything.
So they just did that lazy river thing instead.
That's all he wanted to do. I mean, I took him on it, even though
they were scared.
I did, because we did it as a family. There was one raft with four people. And I'm like, you're going to be fine. We're with you the whole time. Look at all these people having fun. There are people that are your age, people that are younger than you, they're all enjoying it. And when he was done, he ended up going on a couple other ones that he wasn't doing before, like in the kiddie area. But
do you do this?
It's hard.
When you're in line for a ride, and one of the kids is apprehensive, you know, a little bit scared, do you point out a smaller child and say, look, that kid's going, look at how excited that kid is?
Yeah, we try to do that. I don't want to make them nervous or scared, but I also know that after we do it, more times than not, they're like, that's awesome, let's do it again. You know, and it's like, you want to try to get them to break it.
Right.
Break that fear.
That fear, yeah.
There's at Typhoon Lagoon on Disney property. They've got two water parks in Orlando. One of them's Typhoon Lagoon. So there's this big hill that you go up with a raft, and then you get in this tunnel, this white tunnel, but you can't see what's going on. You see people getting in,
sure,
and then at the very bottom, you see them eventually getting out, but you can't really tell what goes on inside.
Yeah.
And both of my daughters were so afraid that first walk up, going, well, what do they do inside the tunnel?
Sure.
And I said, it's just fun. It is fun.
And every time they go through, everyone's screaming. And you can hear it because it just echoes up the tunnel. And every time my son's like, oh, no, why are they screaming? You know?
But then once they're on it, they wanted to go on it 50 times.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to keep going. You know, but it's so weird because that first trip up, the whole way you're making up stuff. Oh, inside it's like, oh, they give you cake and stuff once you get inside the tunnel. Ice cream cake. It's delicious.
I'm a scaredy cat for some of these things. I don't know if I was.
You still haven't done Space Mountain, have you?
I looked at it.
That's progress.
Space Mountain's interesting because Space Mountain, you can't see anything.
See, that's not fun to me, guys.
Yeah, you're just getting kind of tugged and pulled.
But here's what you need to know. It never goes faster than 27 miles per hour, which by roller coaster standards is really, really slow. But the fact that it's so dark in there and they've got special effects whizzing past you that make it seem fast, that's where it gets scary. But there's no real big drops.
No,
it's not real fast.
I do Splash Mountain. That's about it. I don't do the Matterhorn.
What about Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
No. I went there one time, my first trip back to Disney, the first trip with the kids.
Yes.
And I was jostled around too much, and I hated it. I will never go back on it. That's not fun. You know, I could go sit in the back of an empty semi on the I-55 and get the same effect. How is that fun?
It is. Those rides are so... You're missing out.
You know what? I made them take me to It's a Small World.
That's a thrill ride.
They had not been to the one in Disneyland, the one in Disney World.
Disneyland's pretty cool. I mean, they're both...
It was pretty amazing.
I know.
I didn't want to do it, and the music stayed in my head for quite a while. But I went this time with the advice my sister gave me, who loves Disney. She said, just take the time to enjoy the details.
Right.
And I wasn't able to do it last year.
Yeah.
This year, I really did. Yeah. I really was just enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then the kids could go off on their own for a while.
Right.
And that makes it easier. Because you see these families.
Oh, I know. I'm there.
And it's tough. The first year we took the kids, Dylan was on the wrong ADHD meds and fell asleep for 2 hours on a bench at Disney.
Wow.
And then he'd wake up and he was a little crabby. It wasn't his fault. We had him on the wrong meds. Mm-hmm. So then I feel like, geez, everything bad always seemed to have happened at Disney. He got lice when we arrived there. But the last two times have been pretty great. And the last time, I got to tell you, I'm a fan of Disneyland.
Wow.
Land.
Didn't think I'd hear that from
World
you.
Is too overwhelming. It's too big.
It is big, but again, like if you're enjoying the details of it all.
Too many details.
There's too many
at
details.
That point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been to both?
Many times.
Which do you like better? Or you like them both for different things?
I like them both for different reasons. Disneyland to me is still, it's got like a 50s feel to it.
I like that.
Like even though they've updated a bunch of it, there's
very
still
nostalgic.
Stuff that's so, yeah. Yeah. And it's so weird that in Disney World, when you're staying at one of their resorts, you're just so engulfed in every direction. All you see is Disney.
That's
from
too
every
much.
Direction. But at Disneyland, once you walk out of it, 5 minutes later, it's the regular world. It's just, you know.
And that's what I
so
think
strange.
I like. It's just you're too oversaturated with it.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I went to Streets of Disney, is that what it's called in
the
Disney
big
World? No, just the shopping center,
the Disney
Town.
They changed the downtown Disney.
Yeah. First time I went there and went shopping, I saw a really cute purse, and I said to Jim, why are there Mickey Mouse ears on everything? He's
on
like, everything. Do you know where you are?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not buying any of this stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to find anything without the logo or a character involved.
I didn't realize that my first year.
You know what's a weird... It's so strange that I like this ride, because this is not built for men, for grown-up men. But there's a ride that is in Disneyland. They don't have it in Disney World. And it's a boat ride where you ride the boat through these canals. And then there's little villages of all the different Disney movies. Like there's an Aladdin village and a Beauty and the Beast village and Snow White's house with a castle in the background. And they're all in real miniature form. So you just take this leisurely boat ride around these.
Oh, I did that.
Did you? Storybook gardens or something like that it's
called?
I'm
thinking that sounds really familiar. And you just sit like in a bench on this boat
on
and
boat.
Go through these miniature.
There's also a train.
Yeah.
Casey Jr. Circus train
right.
goes through the same thing. But
we took the boat.
So for some reason... I think the reason is when I was a kid, before I ever went to Disney, I had a book that showed all those pictures, and I'm like, wow, won't this be cool someday to go? But even as an adult, like last time I was there with Kylie, who was already, she was like 18 or 19 at the time, and we went on that ride, and she goes, you like this ride? I go, I do. I don't know why I do. I just like the way everything is so miniaturized.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And again, Dylan is my 16-year-old son who is a Disney lover.
Yeah.
And he's the one who said, Mom, we should go on this ride. And
yeah.
I said, it doesn't really look like it does anything, you know?
It does very little.
And he's like, yeah, but you should do it. So he really pushed the family to go on it together.
Isn't it kind of cool?
It was real. I'm glad we went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one that won't survive? Like, is that one that they'll take down?
My fear is, as they change and update the park, that's one that somebody high up could go, all right, this ran its course.
Yeah.
It was cutting edge in 1959, but, you know.
We went on some Lilo and Stitch ride.
Yeah.
I guess it was
Disney
a ride
World.
A couple of years ago, and it's already gone.
Yeah. In Tomorrowland.
Little boat ride was next to the giant whale, right?
Yeah. It's
you go through
the whale.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you That's go through it. The monster of the whale from Pinocchio's mouth.
Yeah, see, again, I like the Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yep. Did you also do, here's something in Disneyland that most people don't know. You can kind of go through the castle, like they've got these like walkways, and then you look at pictures of Sleeping Beauty.
Why would
like
I want to do
3D renderings. It's just, it's done in like this weird, I don't know how to describe it. You know how I've told you about forced perspective at Disney?
Yes.
All right, so all the pictures, like I think they also do this in the Emporium on Main Street where they've got scenes from movies. Did they do that this time?
I don't
Sometimes
recall.
They do it and sometimes they don't. They show you scenes from Disney movies, from classic Disney movies,
mm-hmm.
but it's all like in puppet form. It's all like a small forced perspective scene. And some of them are amazing.
I didn't see that, but you know what they did have? The Haunted Mansion's 50th anniversary. It was an exhibit.
What did they do for that?
It was a bunch of artwork and some of the different props with Candleman and things that were. So right when we walked into Disneyland, Haunted Mansion is one of Dylan's favorite things. And it's like, oh, exhibit, let's go in, celebrating 50 years. And they just had like this original artwork. It was super
excellent.
Cool.
That's on Main Street?
Yeah. And I think they're going to be having it I don't know how long it's going to run, but it's the Haunted Mansion's 50th anniversary, and that was cool to look at.
They used to have years and years ago on Main Street, just where you're talking about with the exhibit, but at Disney World, not at Disneyland. They have a thing called the Exposition House where they do special events, you know, if it's an anniversary or something. So they used to have a movie in there called The Walt Disney Story. It wasn't a long movie. It was like 15 minutes. But then at the end of The Walt Disney Story, you'd go into this room where they had all these artifacts from his life, and it included all kinds of sets for what would later become rides.
Oh, cool.
You know, so it was like a little miniature architect mock-up of what the ride would look like. Those were incredible to see.
Well, they had like a map with all like, this is where, like when it first opened in 1954. Yeah, yeah. It's where the Lincoln movie is, or where Lincoln is. That's where they were showing this little exhibit.
And it shows you rides that never came to fruition, right? Like a big balloon. There was a time where they were going to do a balloon ride where you were riding in a big hot air balloon, but it didn't happen.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
They've got one of those in Berlin.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they let you go up, and then you just kind of hang there, and then they bring you back down.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It rises up over the whole city.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to Happy Haunts Materialize, 50 spirited years of the Haunted Mansion. So that was pretty cool to see that exhibit. I don't know how long that's going to go on.
So do they tell the story of how they built the outside of the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, but the ride didn't open for almost 3 years because they were at odds over how scary to make it? So they had different versions. They had one version where it was really scary, and then they're like, you know, this is going to be a bunch of kids coming to this thing. We can't make it really scary.
I don't know.
That was the first ride we took my son on when we went to Disney World. It was a disaster.
How did that?
All right, we've already been through the scariness part of it, right? I mean, with the water rides, and that was the first thing. As soon as we walk in, oh, this will be fun. We get in there, and it's like he was terrified.
How old was he?
4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
Little young.
That was risky.
Little young.
This was mainly just an art exhibit, and the author or the artist who did lots of prints that when people were pitching Walt Disney.
So Jack Davis?
I don't know if that's his name. I thought he had a different name. People were pitching ideas to Walt Disney for art for this Haunted Mansion exhibit. And there was one artist who, his stuff was really ghoulish and creepy. He did Candleman. And they kind of pushed him off in the corner because it's like, he's not going to like your stuff. And Walt walked over and said, "What is this? It's not used in the Haunted Mansion exhibit, but all the artwork."
Oh.
They had little, you know, stories to
Jack Davis is the guy, you know, the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion where you see the All right, so that's his artwork. He was a writer for Mad or an artist for Mad Magazine.
Well, I don't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry. Was it an unusual name?
A. Astencio?
No.
Ub Erwix?
Yes.
Is that it?
No. Where do you find this information?
Those are real guys.
Are they really?
Yeah, those are artists for Disney.
I can't remember. I'll find out for you. Tell you someday. But that was really cool to see. I do like the Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
And Pirates of the Caribbean. Good. Those are probably my two favorite things ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do know that Johnny Depp every once in a while appears.
He shows up.
And so, like, each time, and they look so realistic that I swear every time I look at a picture or whatever it's called, an animatronic, I think, this is the time. It's going to be him. He's going to jump in my boat. But he doesn't.
Did they change a portion of that? Did they remove something or change the words?
The auction scene.
The auction with
the women? In the old days of the Pirates, there was a scene where the Pirates are auctioning off the women.
Women, yeah.
So now they've changed a little bit. And also they had the Pirates chasing the women.
Now they're auctioning off on
eBay. Yes.
No, but there's actual pirate who's a woman now.
Yeah.
Which before it was just they were...
Yeah.
One of them lady pirates, huh?
Yes. Yes.
She has red hair. She's pretty cool.
Ryan, thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll say goodbye next. Stick around, Bill and Money, WGN. That's it, Wendy. What color will you wear tomorrow?
You sounded like Ray Romano there.
Yeah. What color are you going to wear tomorrow?
Black.
Black.
Back to black.
All right. You gave it the day. You tried it.
Yeah, I'm not good for bright, and especially red.
Well, red and black is fun because it says, let's play checkers. Just wear red and black.
All right.
People will be challenging you to checkers matches left and right.
Is that what they're called? Matches?
Checkers matches, yeah.
I guess. Checkers is fun.
Oh.
I feel like playing chess today.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I love to play chess. Do you play chess?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play sometime after work. I know, right now your wheels are turning like, oh my God, I could get her in checkmate in 3 moves.
Mm-mm. 5 moves. It'll take me at least 5 moves.
What if I beat you? How would that make you feel?
That'd be fun. Let's see what happens. All right. That's it for today's show, kids. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll come back tomorrow. Wendy will be wearing black. You'll know it's her. It'll be easy to spot her. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.